In this bulletin, Sydney's COVID-19 cluster expands to 21 cases in New South Wales. New research shows Australians' distrust of China is nearly as low as distrust of North Korea. And in sport, growing calls for Australia to stage a diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. New South Wales authorities have calmed fears regarding a state or city-wide lockdown. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says there is a degree of confidence in the government's response to the growing number of cases linked to the Bondi coronavirus cluster, which is now at 21. Countermeasures have been expanded with mandatory mask rules extended by a week in Sydney and the use of QR codes in shops set to become compulsory.
Whenever we've had to be flexible and adaptable and adjust, we have. So can I flag that New South Wales is moving towards making all retail outlets compulsory, but that is definitely what we'll be doing moving forward. And it's really important for us because what New South Wales has managed to do to date is, yes, we've asked everybody to wear a mask in certain settings, but we're still allowing people to freely get about their business, although we're asking everybody to be cautious and to limit their activity unless they absolutely have to do certain things.
More than 40 countries have urged China to allow the United Nations Human Rights Chief immediate access to Xinjiang to investigate abuses and violations. Canadian Ambassador Leslie Norton announced the 40 nations' support for the move, which includes Australia, the United Kingdom, France, Germany, Japan, and the United States. China's Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lingzhang reiterated the country's denial of all allegations of abuse of Uyghurs.
The so-called genocide and forced labour are nothing but rumours, with ulterior motives and downright lies. Its real purpose is to restrict and contain the development of relevant sectors and enterprises in China.
The Canadian-led statement cited reports of torture, forced sterilisation, sexual violence and mandatory separation of children from their parents. New research shows Australians' trust in China has plunged to a record low. The 2021 Lowy Institute poll of over 2,000 Australians found only 16% of respondents trusted China a great deal to act responsibly. Just 1 in 10 had confidence in China's President Xi Jinping to do the right thing regarding world affairs. Australia's relationship with China has been strained in recent years by trade dramas, the end of Victoria's Belt and Road agreements with Beijing, and Prime Minister Scott Morrison's pressing for an inquiry into the origins of COVID-19. Lowy Director of Public Policy and Foreign Policy, Natasha Kassam, says the way Australians see China is edging closer to the way they perceive North Korea.
10% of Australians say that they have confidence in Xi Jinping to do the right thing in world affairs. 5% of Australians say the same thing about Kim Jong-un. So there's still 5 points between them, but they're not that different. In 2018, that 50% of Australians had confidence in Xi Jinping. So that illustrates both the trajectory and the way in which China is getting closer to the way in which Australians perceive North Korea.
The poll canvassed the views of 2,222 Australians between the 15th and 29th of March this year. Diaspora communities in Australia from Xinjiang, Tibet and Hong Kong are urging the federal government to impose a diplomatic boycott on the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics. Community groups call on the federal government to ensure politicians do not attend the Winter Olympics to avoid legitimising what they call repressive human rights policies. Protests are being held in around 50 cities across the world, known as No Beijing 2022 Global Day of Action. Ramila Shenshef from the Australian Uyghur Turita Women's Association says countries shouldn't support a global environment which permits human rights abuses.
You know, you can't have one country that gets away with murder, and that's what it's getting away with. And then you've got every other country to say, well, you know, this is just politics. Let the athletes play their games, keep it separate. You can't. How can the international community sit back and enjoy a glamorous event such as the Olympics when you know millions of people, of Chinese citizens, some of them, losing their lives?
Sport Minister Richard Colbeck says decisions on attendance at the Games are made by the Australian Olympic Committee. And now for today's weather. Perth partly cloudy 17, Adelaide rain easing and 15, Melbourne, a little rain and 15 degrees as well. Hobart, cloudy 13. Canberra, rain developing 13 degrees. Wollongong, partly cloudy and 19. Sydney, similar conditions 19. Newcastle, much the same and 19 degrees. Brisbane, cloudy 22. Cairns, partly cloudy 27. And Darwin, mostly sunny 32 degrees. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.
There's a new go-to website for Mandarin and Cantonese speakers in Australia.
Keeping you up to date with the latest Australian and international news and community stories in your language.
Featuring articles, videos and podcasts. From the headlines to health advice, comfort food to local travel tips. Read, watch or listen anytime, anywhere. And discover stories worth sharing at sbs.com.au/Chinese.